My sisters and brothers, the Lord be with you.
This
is the reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At the sight of the crowds, Jesus' heart was moved with pity for them because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send laborers for his harvest." Then he summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority to drive out and to cure every disease and every illness. The names of the 12 apostles are these: first, Simon called Peter, his brother Andrew, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon from Cana, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus: "Do not go into pagan territory or enter Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received. Without cost you are to give." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Missy? Summer's here, the first season of spring. Good to be back. And to the guys, happy Father's Day. Right? Thanks for taking one for the team, Dad. Every day, right, Dad? Every day. God bless you all. So, all of our readings today have a common theme, believe it or not. They sound different, but when you really look at what they're saying, they're all about mission. And we all have a mission. You're baptized, you have a mission, so that's all I do. In the first reading, Israel is given the mission to be a nation of priests, to introduce the one true God to the world. That's a pretty good job. Christ had the mission of dying for sinners in the second reading, St. Paul talks about that. And in the third reading, getting closer to us now, the 12 are sent out on a mission by Jesus. The 12 are sent out to bring the good news, to announce the kingdom of God. In baptism, you and I were joined with Christ and given the honor, the trust that God had in Jesus himself was given to us, to share in what they call the Missio Dei, the mission of God, which is God's purpose for the world, for everyone in the world. And we see three basic actions. Everything, this can be broken down into three buckets. It's real simple. Whether it's God doing it, whether it's Jesus doing it, whether it's the apostles doing it, or whether it's you and me doing it. Three things. The first is, well, the three things are proclaim, witness, and serve. Proclaim, witness, and serve. Everything falls into one of those three. So proclamation, when I proclaim, I'm using my mouth. That's it. I'm proclaiming the gospel to you right now. How am I doing? Well, where are you so far? You guys got a good sense. Proclaim. But proclamation is not just confined to someone who has a pulpit. You can look at the whole Bible. Jesus never had a pulpit. So this is obviously not necessary. Every time you use the word, so whenever you're at work in summer seasons and you say, "God bless you," you are proclaiming. You know, it doesn't mean you're going to be a kook on the corner with a Bible harassing people when they're trying to go in the Stop and Shop or whatever. it's annoying to me, and I'm in business, but you know, that's just me. But, you know, you proclaim and you say, God bless you. You proclaim and you tell a co-worker, oh, I'll pray for your mother, I'll keep you in my prayers. Something said, you know, praise the Son. You're bringing God to that place, you're bringing God to that situation, to the mind of that person. You are proclaiming. I proclaim that I refuse to badmouth about the church with people outside the church. So here's the way of shutting your mouth, but also be proclaiming. Because it's also anti-proclamation. You know? And God knows it's plenty wrong with the church, but let's not scare everybody off. It's plenty right with it, too. And I proclaim, and this is from the bishop, this is here. The bishop had a national plan for evangelization, and the first goal was this. Are you ready for this? And this is a form of proclamation. That if I'm asked, I will smile and say, well, yes, I'm Catholic. Holy smoke. This is what we're striving for, guys. Where are we? Right? I mean, you come and put the bar on the ground. Yeah, I'm Catholic. I like it. That's proclamation. So anything you do, talking, is proclamation. The second thing is witness. Witness, you witness to your friends and neighbors every Sunday you get up and come to Mass. They see you go. They know where you're going. You do it week after week. And they're talking about it. Well, we don't care. That's a witness. You're setting an example by the way you live your life. That's a witness. When you witness by living a moral life, and by not going along with cutting corners, and someone says, oh, we're going to do shooting value. I don't know. I'm not. I witness by how I vote, the policies I'm in favor of, and how they affect people. God's in that vote. Look at that. I witness by how I spend my money when the poor have a place in my budget next to the light bill. That every month I put a little something that I say, I've got something I can give to charity to someone who needs it. That's witness. That's how you live your life. Now, so you've got proclamation and witness, which is practice what you preach, right? Preaching, practice. You all knew that before you came in here. And then I serve, and there are many ways to serve, I serve by praying, first of all, praying for those who serve. We can't always be the one who goes to the soup kitchen or jail or whatever, but we can pray for them, couldn't we? Could think about them once in a while and say, you know, God, sister just got in a canoe on the Amazon and she's going to some godforsaken village right now. Keep her safe, bless her, work, something, you know, I don't know. Or the people down in the north, the soup kitchen, up in North America, some of you here, but we can pray for those people. I serve by giving my money to those people, to the missions or soup kitchens or whatever. I can't always sell it, but again, that being able to contribute. Because, you know, we serve by sharing our time and our talent, because sometimes we do go to these places. Anything to lift up a human being that I don't know, because they are the image and likeness of God, and they deserve a life of human dignity. That is service. Oh, and by the way, this includes secular organizations. If you belong to, I don't know, United Way, or you're doing something for the Red Cross or whatever, God sees that too. It doesn't have to have holy water and be a Catholic organization. It counts. You're serving people. Because what you're saying is, Jesus means this. This church is in full because people don't know what Jesus is. What's the difference? I see you. You spend your money like me. You're doing what I'm doing. You want to go there for an hour? I don't know what that's about. I'm sleeping. I'm golfing. So, the witness, the difference, and especially the joyfulness, is what makes all the talking and serving make sense to people. So we really need to work on it. Because we are called in baptism to proclaim, witness, and serve. It's not a father's job. It's not a sister's job. It's not a deacon's job. If you are baptized, this applies to you. Like as Jesus did. And we are disciples. We follow Jesus. We do what Jesus did. And we will be held to account on Judgment Day. How well I executed the Missio Dei. How much I carry God's mission. Of all the people born in the world, he said, I want this guy. There's a lot of people who didn't get called to baptism on this planet. But he saw something. I've got something to do. I don't want it. And of course, we have baptismal water at every exit. So that when you're leaving, you remind yourself of this commitment of baptism. And you take that baptismal water, holy water, on yourself as you go out. Because they're going to get you out there. You're safe in here. They're going to get out there. It's not going to be easy. That whole cross there. But I go out, we go out, we do our small part. See, that's what I say, Sister Brother, this year, Mass, this thing we do, this is not the game. A lot of Catholics think this is the game. This isn't the game. This is the halftime meeting between the halves of the game. This is where the team, that's you and me, we come together, we take a break from the game we play out there, the Jesus game, and we come here and we make adjustments. And we get coached up. Come here, the coaches and practice pieces of love and go back up. Games out there. And your witness is the play we're running. Because you're going to be somewhere we're not going to be. There's none of us. We're all different places. Only you can bring the kingdom, the announcement of the kingdom where you are. Because our job, the coach's job, is to coach your vocation. And you have a vocation. Baptism is a vocation. And you know, we pray all the time for vocation. Usually we mean priests. Nuns, deacons, whatever. But we all have vocations. And you know, you got to remember this. It would be great to have more priests, to have more coaches. But it's the team that wins the game. The coaches don't go on the field. The coaches cannot execute. And there is one rule in all sports, any sport. If you don't field the team, you forfeit the game. This is the halftime meeting. This is where we take refreshment, and we get some instruction, and then we go back out there, and we play for the Lord. So today, at the end of this halftime meeting today, this Mass, Coach Deacon, that would be me, you will notice, I will send you back out onto the field, as the deacon does in every Mass. And I will do this by saying, the Mass is ended, go and glorify God with your lives, and we will all shout in joy, thanks be to God, put me in, Coach, I'm ready. That was you, right? So as we close this halftime meeting, let me just sum it up this way. The coach's message for you is proclaim, witness, serve, get your head in the game, go team.